This morning on Wake Up With Hope, Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional. We will have a dedicated prayer session and music from Hope Harmonies.
You're invited. Please join us.
Good morning, friends. This Tuesday morning, we are taking time to commune with our God and Father. Have you ever wondered why we have a prayer session every week?
Well, that's a very good question, is it? Well, I believe it's because spending time with God is essential to building a relationship with
Him.
That's it. Have you ever had a good relationship with someone you hardly spend any time with? It's pretty much impossible, right?
That is why we want to spend time in prayer, to build a relationship. A solid connection with God. And we want to encourage you, friends, to take time with God every single day. Open your Bible, read His Word, and share your own thoughts and feelings with Him.
Amen. You know, He can't wait to hear from you and me.
That's right. And we have the Let's Pray team joining us on today's program and much more. But first, let's find out what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1968, Apollo 8, the first manned mission to the moon, returned safely to Earth after a historic six-day journey. The three astronauts aboard, Frank Borman, James Lovell Jr., and William Anders, were the first to see Earth in its entirety and the first to see the far side of the moon. Apollo 8 landed safely in the Pacific Ocean on December 27.
Oh, the joys of returning to Earth. You know, one day soon, we will be rejoicing greatly as we see Jesus returning to Earth. You know, it's true. He will fulfill His promise and come back for His people. So, how will His coming be? You know, the Bible says His return will be visible to every person on Earth. You're going to see Him.
That's right.
I'm going to see Him. We're all going to see Him. You're going to see Him. Every single person will hear His coming as well. Mm-hmm. And His coming will not be silent. Indeed, it's going to be a glorious coming. It's going to be loud. And friends, I want to be there. Don't you? I would like to know more about Jesus' coming. And if you would like to study the Bible and discover more about the coming of Jesus, we invite you to visit hope.study to find out much more.
Amen. Did you know that no one cares for you like Jesus does? And no one ever will. Listen now as Hope Harmonies reminds us of this beautiful truth through the song, No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in Him a friend so strong and true, I will tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from. He cares for me. Every day He comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand His words of love. But I'll never know just why He came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cares for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And don't forget, we have a YouTube channel as well that we would love for you to visit, so you can keep up with us there also.
Friends, don't go anywhere. When we return, we're going to have Let's Pray team leading us in prayer. Welcome back. We're being blessed today with Wake Up With Hope.
Yes, we are, and it's now time for prayer. The Let's Pray team is leading us out in prayer this morning. Please join us wherever you are.
Hello, hello, and whether it is good morning, good afternoon, or good evening where you are, it is time to pray together as a community. Hello, my name is Susan Cromwell. I am one of two hosts for Hope Channel's Let's Pray, and I want to pray today with you on the topic of waiting upon the Lord. I know that you guys are probably not cheering right now about that topic, but that's okay. We're going to pray about it, and we're going to wait upon the Lord to renew us and to strengthen us and to guide us. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another opportunity to pray, as a community, Lord. I thank you that we are together by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we, many of us, are hopeful for things. We are looking for relief in certain situations. We are holding on to hope when our hopes are deferred. Heavenly Father, there are many scenarios that we are waiting upon you, Lord. And I ask that today, Lord, you would help us to wait differently. Lord, your word says in Psalm 33, 20 through 22, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. We ask, Lord, that you would let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Jesus, we thank you that you are walking with us during this time, that our hearts can truly be glad in you as we wait upon the Lord. And in Psalm 135 and 6, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. And in his word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. Lord, I ask that you would help us to press into your presence, Jesus, choosing to spend time with you, waiting and listening, speaking your words of truth and life from the word, Heavenly Father, as we wait upon you. Jesus, your word affirms us. It says in Isaiah 30 that the Lord waits to be gracious to us, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to us. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Thank you, Jesus, that by waiting upon you, we shall renew our strength, that you will renew our strength, that we will mount up with wings like eagles, that we will run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Heavenly Father, I know that many of us right in this moment, we might not be experiencing the truth of what your word says in these verses. And so, Lord, between that time when we're able to participate with you in that way, strengthened and fortified and hopeful again, Jesus, and where many of us seem to be, that place in between, Father, I ask for your mercy and your grace, that you would give a glimpse, Father, of hope, that you would break through discouragement on behalf of this community, Jesus. We just need you. We surrender to you, Father, and we ask, Heavenly Father, that in the meantime, that you, Father, would reassure by the power of your Holy Spirit and by your presence, Lord. Send your mighty angels to go before us, Lord, and help us to walk in the truth of your word as we wait upon you, Lord, with expectation and excitement even. Lord, I know that your Spirit can give us all of these things. Help us to search for you and to seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness so that all these things, Heavenly Father, will be added unto us. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen. God bless you, family. I pray that it's an encouragement for you. Maybe you want to share today's program with somebody who needs some encouragement through prayer and through waking up with hope. God bless you guys. Bye.
Amen. You know, thank you for that prayer. You know, prayer is truly the breath of the soul. Don't forget to visit us at hope.study to grab your free Bible study guides today.
It's almost time to have our devotional thought from Jesus 101. Don't turn the channel. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We're so happy to have you with us this morning.
It's now time for devotional thought from Jesus 101.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited because today we're starting a brand new mini series on David. We have entitled it After God's Heart because that's the way God referred to David. You know, as a matter of fact, he had told already King Saul, who was king at the time, that he had chosen for himself another person after his own heart. And I read that to you in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. But now your kingdom shall not endure, says God to Saul. The Lord has sought out for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him as a ruler over his people. So God even told Saul that he had chosen a different person, a man after his own heart. We're going to follow a little book that I wrote on this, entitled the same way, After God's Heart. And the subtitle is A Study in Brokenness from the Life of David, because David had to go through all kinds of things to become a man after God's own heart. And on the cover, there's Jesus and a child. You can get this book on Amazon Kindle anywhere in the world. So if you want to follow our study with a little booklet, we're going to do 10 of the 12 chapters of this book. So let's start from the beginning. David is known, of course, as the king who united the nation and is the king, the ideal king who received God's covenant. And Jesus was a descendant of David. That's why he was called Son of David in the New Testament. But we start from the beginning when he's not known, when he's not famous, when he's just a little boy. And so when we start the story of David is in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel. It's interesting because no one else will be called David in the whole Bible. He was such a special man that he was not only David, but David after God's own heart. So let's get started. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul?" Because, you know, God had rejected Saul as a king because he kept doing his own thing without, you know, following God. "Since I have rejected him from being king over Israel, fill your horn with oil." And here I have a horn. They used to put the oil inside the horn to anoint people for different special things. For example, becoming king. "And so fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have selected a king for myself among his sons." So when I talk about Bethlehem, I think it's amazing the fact that David was a shepherd in the same shepherd's fields that the shepherds were at when the angels came to announce Jesus' birth 1,000 years later. It's the same area because, of course, that became the city of David because David lived there. And 1,000 years later, Jesus would be born in the same Bethlehem. And we got to go to the shepherd's fields. And if you see this video, you see all the hills where the shepherds were in times of Jesus. But of course, David was there too, 1,000 years earlier. I love that fact. And when Samuel got to Bethlehem, 7 of Jesse's sons came, and they started to go in front of Samuel. And Samuel got confused. It's interesting for me that even the prophet thought, wow, these sons look really regal. They must be the ones anointed. And so we start on verse 6 of 1 Samuel 16, verse 6. "When they entered, he looked at Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But God said, no, that's not the way it works. He said, the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him, for God sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." I have a heart here that says after God's heart. God would mold David after his own heart. He saw the heart of David and he said, I want this young man as the king of Israel. He looked at the heart and he gave a lesson to his own prophet Samuel. The Lord does not see as a man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Well, the prophet said, okay, the second son then, Abinadab, verse 8. The Lord says, that's not the one either. Verse 9, Shammah, the third one, that's not the one either. And all 7 sons, says verse 10, passed before Samuel. And none of them are the anointed of the Lord, the one that God wanted for king. And verse 11, Samuel said to Jesse, are these all the children? And he says, there remains the youngest. He's tending the sheep, kind of saying, well, he's not that important. Then Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. I love the stubbornness of Samuel. We are not going to sit down until he comes here. You know, shepherds were not held in high esteem in the times of the Bible. They were supposed to be, you know, the least in the family, the least in society. But God had bypassed all the other seven sons who looked regal. And even the prophet thought they looked like kings. And he had seen the heart of a shepherd, David, a man after his own heart. You know, if you have been ostracized or marginalized or told that you're not worth much, I hope you know that that's not the way God feels about you. God sees different. He sees your heart, and he calls those people that have humble hearts. And as a matter of fact, it's not a surprise that God would choose David, because he had chosen, you know who David's grandfather was? The son of Ruth, who had been a Moabite, who came to Bethlehem and married Boaz, and they had a son named Obed, who was the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. So God has been known to use people that are not likely to be chosen. And so I hope this brings you encouragement. If somebody has told you, you will never amount to anything. So here, David arrives, verse 12. He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Perhaps you too want to choose today to be a person after God's own heart. You know, David would become a shepherd of God's people. He would be the shepherd king. And he depended on God as a sheep depends on a shepherd. He was broken, and we're going to study all of this. That's why this is a study in brokenness. He was enrolled in God's school of brokenness. And God saw his heart and called him for something very special. And you too are called by God, because he's looking at your heart. And you might say, well, what does God's heart look like? Well, God's heart was shown at the cross, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. I have a phrase here in page 15 of our little booklet that says, he chooses the reject, the underdog, the little one, the least and the last. He makes me feel loved and accepted with all my imperfections. God is in the business of choosing the unlikely ones. Woohoo! At the cross, he chose all of us. And I hope today you're going to choose to become a person after God's own heart. And when you want to know what that looks like, look at the cross. That's God's heart.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for that encouraging thought.
And friends, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. And if you'd like to learn more about us or share us with a friend, maybe someone who's never watched Wake Up with Hope, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget, we'll be right here tomorrow morning looking for you. We will have a new musical composition by the College View Worship Choir, and John Bradshaw will have the devotional thought for us. Plus, we will talk about hidden treasure. Don't miss it. And don't forget to like our official Hope Channel Facebook page also. If you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more about God's amazing purpose for your life, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study to claim your free Bible study guides. I like free things, don't you?
Yes, I like it, and these are definitely worth it.
That's right. And check out the website. We are sure you're going to find something there as well. And before we go, we want to share with you and leave with you a Bible promise to take into your day. It says,
the Lord keeps you from all harm, and he watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8.
What a great verse. Do you need this reminder today? You know, in a world where nothing is secure, nothing is promised, God has promised to keep watch over you. It's a beautiful promise for you and for me today.
Amen. We've had a wonderful time on today's program, friends, and hope you have truly felt God's love and care for you as well.
Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today, Lord, by faith, we see you reaching down towards us with your arms, with your strong hand. And Lord, by faith, we hold on to your hand as you hold on to ours. And we pray, Lord, that as we go throughout our day, we would be reminded again and again and again that we are not alone. We have the Good Shepherd with us. We are safe. We're in a tower of refuge. We are in a place where we can trust that God is with us. May that hope remain in our hearts throughout this entire day. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.